If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, the Go-Go's. While I was having myself a little couch-cella this weekend, watching the live stream of Coachella, including the Go-Go's, killing their performance. Tammy was actually on a little mini vacation. Jealous?
Yeah, I did get away for a little bit. My husband and I took a long weekend to Cabo. Some friends of ours have a place there. They invited us down.
Of course.
It was my husband's birthday. We're like, you know, oh, I also had a companion pass on Alaska Airlines.
Oh,
so it was like, you have to go,
right?
This is
a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. Free airline ticket, free place to stay.
Yes.
Awesome. In fact, note to self, John, find friend with a place in Cabo. Go ahead.
And the cool thing was, because they've been going down there forever, they know all the cool little local places to go.
Yeah.
You know, stay out of all of the touristy spots. And we had such a fantastic time, from some of the best tacos I've ever had in my life, from some little place where the smoke from the grill is in your face while you're waiting for your food to be made.
All right, don't rush the story. Let me soak this all in. You're telling it so well. Go on.
And one of the things that we did was we went to the beach in Los Cerritos. And this is more of a locals beach. And there's also a lot of expats who live there. And
a what?
Just expats, people who move out of the United States and retire in another country. And they all had their dogs with them. There's surfers everywhere. There's a couple of surf schools at this beach. And it was such a cool place. And I loved the name of it because it's called the Big Fun Beach Club. How could you not have a great time at something called the Big Fun Beach Club?
It's right there in the name.
It is.
If you're not having fun, are you escorted off the beach?
You know, I didn't see anybody not having fun.
Pardon
so I
me,
think
sir.
It's fine.
Big Fun Beach Patrol. You're clearly not having any fun at all. We need to have you leave. Go over to Mopey Beach.
Yeah. So it was great because they have all these chairs with these pergolas, and then there was like beds that you could lay out in. They had hammocks between the trees.
All right.
And, oh my God, it was just so good and such a cool vibe. And the best part of that day for me was one of the dogs that somebody brought. They had painted eyebrows on her face. She was the cutest little thing, and she was smart to do that because she got lots of treats from people. They painted little eyebrows on her so that you knew she was a little girl. She was so cute. Oh my gosh. It was a fabulous thing. And it was fun to be in the very different places of Cabo, right? Not the usual, you know, woo, let's have lots of shots kind of thing. Although we did have a few. But I also ended up with something, and maybe it's because of John and Tammy's ACM Awards.
Awards for community magnificence.
Our last category last week was the meat sweats. I ended up with the meat sweats because we went to this amazing Brazilian steakhouse.
Wow, they'll do it.
And this place has been there forever. Dan and Letty, my friends, have been going there for 20 years, and they had just moved to a new location, so he wanted to see how it was going. And I tried really hard, John. I did. I only had a little bit of mashed potatoes, a little bit of sweet potatoes, a little bit of my salad, a little bit of the bread. And when the meat came, I was very picky on what I had. I said no to the chicken. I said no to the kebabs. I said no to the lamb. But I did eat everything else, and by the time we were going home, I was in trouble.
And I'm amazed that you stayed away from the salad bar, because I would never have done that, because the salad bars at Brazilian steakhouses are no joke, man. They're meals on their own right.
I know. I did. Oh, my gosh.
Are you still carrying a little something there?
I am.
Something?
Guess what I ate yesterday?
A wafer. A thin cracker.
I had a small container of yogurt and a half a bagel.
And that was it.
And then before we got on our flight, we had some chips and guac. No dinner, nothing. That's all I ate yesterday. And I still, right now, I'm still not hungry.
Gotta love Cabo.
Oh, God, so good.
To love Cabo.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was a great time.
Well, welcome home. Back to work, sissy.
Yes,
I know. Playtime's over, okay? Sissy? Well, sorry. Sorry, Tim.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.